back, everybody. It's Dueling Tandy with Luke and Brian. I want to thank our most recent guest, Tom Palsowitz, candidate for the 5th. I had to double-check that because he was running for the 5th senatorial district, but he also was running for the 5th congressional district. Either way, it's the 5th. Either way, Tom Palsowitz is running. And I got
to
tell you,
it makes it nice and easy to remember then, though.
Yeah, I met him in person, spent some time with Tom. That guy is the real deal Holyfield, man. He's as real as it comes, and the guy seems he's impervious to guile. I mean, I'm sure he could probably pull off a nice bluff at the poker table, but dude's called to serve, not necessarily called to lead. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's a genuine.
That's the best distinction I can tell you.
He's a genuine guy. From all the interactions I've had with Tom, I've really appreciated the conversations, and I'm glad that he was able to join us today in announcing his race or his candidacy for the 5th Senate District. Excited to see sensible people step up to run, because like you noted, there's some exodus almost of representatives, both the state assembly and state senate. They're leaving, and so the Tom stepping up and saying, I've run for Congress before, but there's problems in Madison to fix as well, and I want to run and represent Wisconsinites and bring some sensible leadership back to the state Senate. That would be fantastic. Breath of fresh air.
One last thing is, I got to tell you, if you're listening to me, if you lean conservative, if you're not necessarily politically aligned with what Tom Palsowitz wants to do and or say, I guarantee you, if you approach him reasonably and he's your representative, he will listen to you and take what you have to say into account. If you're reasonable and talk to him reasonably, he's a reasonable guy. He's the kind of person that you want to represent you. In fact, if I were to find someone like him, and that person were to have Republican views, but I would maybe listen to me if I were to go and say, hey, but that's not necessarily a great idea from our side, I'd be down for that too. That's the kind of thing we need, functionality.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones. Let's see what Mark from the SAC has to say.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I think for some of our calls, you'd have to explain to them what guile actually means, because I think that word is probably beyond them. And I think
Mark, I had to look it up too. So let's not make fun of everybody.
Well, you're a younger guy than you know this, and you probably didn't grow up reading, increasing your word power in Reader's Digest like I did back as a kid back in the late 60s. So
Mark, I was force-fed Faulkner. I was force-fed Faulkner, my friend, and it was just bad.
But I mean,
I longed for wild.
What Democrats need to do, I think, is actually tell people, you know, what they want people to have in this state. They want people to have water out of their taps they can drink rather than the poisoned water. The Republicans seem hell-bent on making us drink, and they want women to have access to, you know, the full line of family planning methods, and which unfortunately has to include abortion. But I mean, no woman wants to actually have an abortion, which people don't seem to understand. But these guys want to cut birth control out as well. I mean, that's what the Republican Party platform will include. I mean, that, and make no mistakes, they don't want to have a party platform, and so they can run this stuff by people. As far as Gableman goes, sorry to jump subjects, everything that he produces should be a record maintained, because he is a contractor. He's not just working for the Republicans in Wisconsin. He's working for the entire state in doing his supposed audit of us.
He's got our money. He's got our money, Mark. And I want it
That's
back.
Right.
I want to at least
know what he's doing with it.
Give me a receipt.
Yeah, send me the detailed receipt. I want to know all the different items of what we're spending the money on. But we tend to jump from subject to subject here, Mark, so that is encouraged. But we appreciate your call. You can be like Mark. Give us a call, 844-967-2789.
In this case, he actually built a bridge to our next subject.
He did.
really quick, I want to tell you the American Bridge. American Bridge revealed Kevin Nicholson's personal investment in fake abortion clinics.
What? All right.
Let's read from the press release here. New reporting from the American Independent reveals Republican candidate for governor of Wisconsin, Kevin Nicholson's close personal ties with crisis pregnancy centers, fake health care clinics that lie to pregnant people to coerce them out of getting abortions. That's a long way to go and do that. But
Nicholson founded and ran No Better Friend, a tax-exempt organization whose, quote, advocacy emphasized referring pregnant people to these fake clinics.
Yay! While these fake clinics do not offer abortions, they often lie to patients and say they do, only to use bunk, quote, science, anti-abortion propaganda, and outright falsehoods to manipulate vulnerable people. By the way, Amy and I went to Planned Parenthood when we were first pregnant. And you know what they mentioned to us about abortion? Nothing.
Nothing. Huh?
Anyway, the vast majority of Wisconsin voters do not support overturning Roe v. Wade, and yet every single candidate in the Wisconsin gubernatorial primary, including Nicholson, would sign abortion bans and do just that.
Yeah.
That's great.
So that's great. Fake abortion clinics linked to Kevin Nicholson and his quote-unquote advocacy organization, No Better Friend.
It's just what I tell you. Never trust a guy who's walking so confidently through crowds. I mean, when your only skill is walking through crowds, you gotta highlight that. I get
just,
you, but
yeah, you gotta get it on all that B roll. It's all that B roll. But real quickly, yeah, before the end of the show here, we got another caller. We got Wisco Paul. Wisco, what's on your mind this afternoon?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. I would like the whole GOP summed up in one man's name. He's the walking GOP. His name is Gableman. No accountability. Do whatever you want to do. Taxpayers' money means nothing. He's on my bill. So that's the whole GOP as a whole. Gableman, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, the whole thing reminds me of maybe like an oversized toddler who, you know, got himself a fake cash register and was playing store in the house. Because really, honestly, that's pretty much what he's doing. I do investigation. Beep, boop, beep, boop, beep, beep, boop.
Look at me. I am the Office of Special Counsel.
I beep, beep, beep. Shame on you. Now you pretend to be the lawyer. Okay, I'm James Bob. Beep, beep, boop, 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 boop. I'm James Bob. Deet, doot, deet, doot. Seriously, this is what they do.
It seems like they haven't taken any aspect of the fact that they
are in my daddy's suit. Yay!
They haven't taken any aspect of the fact that they are stewards of Wisconsin taxpayer funds. Seriously, Brian, they are going off on this. They claim that there is widespread evidence of voter fraud, yet
these emails are boring. Delete. Beep, beep, boop,
oh,
beep, boop.
This email found that, this exonerated. This shows there was no widespread fraud. Oh, delete.
Yep. It doesn't matter. I can't read anyway. Beep, boop, 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 bop. I mean, what would be the difference? Tell me.
I don't think I could tell you a difference between those two scenarios there, Brian.
My clinic. I don't go out. You come to my clinic. No. You come to my clinic to get in, or I'm going to arrest you. We're going to get the cops to arrest you.
That is Brian's summation of Michael Gableman.
What are we doing here?
I think we're going to rack up close to $1 million between the authorization for the probe and the covering of legal fees.
But I'm the one who's crazy. The one who's mean.
We're the ones that are bad stewards of the money. Folks, this has been Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Luke. That's Brian. If you missed any portion of the show, go check out the podcast, devilradio927.com. Click on the podcast.
I made a badge for myself. Look at me.
Dueling Tangents. Look at Brian. Folks, it is Thursday. You'll see you tomorrow for the Friday edition of Dueling Tangents at 2 p.m.